RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Qatar crisis still far from military conflict. Indonesian migrant workers have to keep Indonesia's image. And now the news in detail. Based on Lipi research in 2016, the Qatari conflict came as its government did not create a new policy to normalize Qatar's relationship with the Gulf countries. Researchers of Lipi Political Research Center Nostalgiawan Wahyudi explained the root of the Qatari conflict began when the reign of Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani as Emir of Qatar in 1995 after his father's coup. In a press briefing on Monday, June 19, 2017, he said, "This led intervention from Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries, despite he didn't get diplomatic recognition at the beginning of his power. Sheikh Hamad continues his political and economic maneuvers. This maneuver was considered to have exceeded the regional norms and values built by Saudi Arabia in the Gulf region. Termination of diplomatic relations will have a serious impact, but it is unlikely to end with war." Qatar itself is a very small country and has lacked military budget. It is foreign political policy. The country more rely on diplomacy, politics than war. Nostalgian further explained the United States has a very large military base in Qatar with more than 10,000 troops. Qatar has a different policy from neighboring countries, especially Saudi Arabia, regarding its alignment with the Ikhwanul Muslimin, Hamas, and the opposition groups. The Qatari government also often provided assistance in military and humanitarian fields. The majority of Arab countries have categorized this organization as the radical organization that threaten the stability and security of the region. In dealing with Qatar conflict and diplomatic crisis in the Middle East, Indonesia has to take unrisky and strategic steps and not to worsen political tension in the Middle East. Lipi political researchers Nostalgiawan Wahyudi explained that Indonesian government cannot take black and white political stand abroad. He views that Indonesia has to be neutral and boosting an effort to regain diplomatic ties that is currently broken between Qatar and some Gulf countries. In a press briefing on Monday, June 19, 2017, Nostalgiawan said that Indonesian government can offer a peace facilitator, not a mediator, during President Joko Widodo's government. The diplomatic door with Middle East is widely open. At this point, Minister Retno Marsudi had informed Indonesian President Joko Widodo that she has contacted some heads of state related to the blockages, which has to be pursued by Indonesia with pro-reconciliation approach against the interested powers. Nostalgian further said that superpower countries such as United States and Russia and China or international organization and United Nations have a potential power to be effective mediator in diplomatic tension. It is hoped that the countries are more natural in dealing with the political tension in the Middle East. The conflict between Qatar and Saudi Arabia, along with some other Arabic countries, has been heating up. The actual condition has been predicted by the religious and political team from the Indonesian Institute of Science of the Political Researchers Center based on the 2016 research. The conflict and diplomatic crisis against Qatar basically happened because Qatar does not make new policy to normalize relations between Qatar and the Gulf countries. Head of Social Cultural Information Function at the Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Tri Gustono Suprianto, asked Indonesian migrant workers to work hard and seriously in order their decision to become migrant workers could be useful for their family and Indonesian nation in his welcoming speech on Monday, June 19, 2017. In Sitiawan Negara Bagian Perak, Malaysia, Tri Gustono said that Indonesian migrant workers have to play a major role to maintain Indonesia's image.
Bekerja sini merupakan satu pilihan. Tentunya setelah memilih,
working here is an option. Of course, after making an option, they have to work seriously and maintain Indonesia's image in a good way. Don't ever break the rules or make Indonesia's image bad in international world.
Suprianto further said that it's like a proverb that reminds us wherever we are, we have to obey not only the law and local tradition, but also the law and culture at the local companies.
Para TKI yang saya banggakan, ada pepatah mengatakan di mana bumi dipijak.
To Indonesian migrant workers that I'm proud of, there is a proverb say that where earth lies, there is sky to uphold. This means that wherever we are, we have to honor and respect local tradition law, including obeying companies' rule.
By obeying the rule and working hard, not only income and productivity of the company will raise, but it can be beneficial for Indonesian migrant workers. Many Indonesian migrant workers were present at socialization that took place in Lekirfeld of Palm Oil Company to hear an explanation from the Indonesian embassy that reviews 2017 homecoming flow held by Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government has scrapped the plan to adopt full-day school. The announcement was made by the Indonesian Ulama Council, or MUI, Chairman Ma'ruf Amin at the Presidential Office. Education and Culture Minister Muhajir Effendi was seen accompanying Ma'ruf. Ma'ruf said in Jakarta on Monday that the presidential will evaluate and improve the regulation from permen ministerial regulation to presidential regulation. According to him, President Joko Widodo had responded to people's reaction to full-day school policy. The preparation of the presidential regulation, he added, will involve educational institution and mass organization. Ma'ruf also said that the regulation will be made to enhance the position of madrasa Islamic boarding schools. The preparation will be prepared together with relevant ministers, such as Religious Affairs Ministry. Education Minister Muhajir Effendi added that the proposed presidential regulation will not affect teaching time, which is set at 5 working days at recent limited meeting. The National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian said counter-terrorism unit Special Detachment Densus 88 has arrested 31 individuals since Kampung Melayu bombings on May 24th. The latest arrests were made on 2 terror suspects in Bima, West Nusa Tenggara, last week after Kampung Melayu bombings. Tito Karnavian instructed his subordinate not to take any risk. those planning to collect bomb materials, even if the bombs are not yet completed, must be arrested. Arrests were made in regions across the country, namely Medan, Jambi, West Java, Central Java, East Java, South Sulawesi, and Bima. Terrorists arrested in Bima, Tito said, are members of Jama'ah Ansarut Daulah, or JAD terror group. They learned making bombs personally from Bahrun Naim via internet. Police-sized bombs made from Triceton Triprosite or TATP from terror suspect in Bima. Tito also said that the suspect had planned to attack Woha police station. Tito further said that JAD is intentionally targeting the police. The Indonesian government is ready to serve some 19 million people across the country who will be traveling this week to their hometowns to celebrate the post-fasting Eid al-Fitri or Lebaran festivities. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi stated that the government has accorded priority to the safety and increased services for travelers during this year Lebaran exodus, when the number of travelers are expected to increase by 5.5% from 18 million last year. The safety, security, and health of homecoming travelers using land, air, and sea transportation must be ensured so that this year's Lebaran exodus season would be more comfortable. The Ministry of Transportation said on its official website that Minister Sumadi had conducted REM checks on land, sea, air, and rail transportation modes. To ensure safety, vehicles such as buses, which have no REM check stickers, are not allowed to operate. The last item, the Indonesian government will strengthen program of character education reinforcement PPK as the implementation of a 5-day school policy into presidential regulation Perpres. Minister of Education and Culture Muhajir Effendi said in written statement on Monday that the rules related to the character education reinforcement PPK will be reorganized. Muhajir Effendi also said that publication of the presidential rules will involve ministers, institutions, as well as community organizations such as Indonesian Ulamas, Nahdlatul Ulama, NU, and Muhammadiyah. The minister does not deny the possibility of differences in the contents of presidential regulation with current regulation of the Minister of Education and Culture. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Qatar crisis still far from military conflict. Indonesian migrant workers have to keep Indonesia's image. And that was our news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Listener commentary today entitled Safe Driving to Celebrate Idul Fitri Festivity. For almost 1 week ahead, Muslims will celebrate Idul Fitri 4038 Hijriah or Lebaran as the great day of Islam in Indonesia, the world Muslim majority country. The atmosphere of welcoming Lebaran Day in Indonesia has been felt strongly, ranging from shopping centers that offer various discounts and credit with buyers to the preparation to return to the hometown or mudik. Mudik is becoming a main tradition of some Muslims in Indonesia. The hustle bustle to prepare for Lebaran in the hometown has been felt since entering Ramadan about 4 weeks before Idul Fitri comes. Tickets of buses, train ships, and airplanes for some destination had been sold out since long ago. Even train tickets had been sold out 3 months before Idul Fitri. The number of Idul Fitri homecomers this year is predicted to increase compared to the previous year. Minister of Transportation estimates that the number of this year's Lebaran homecomers will reach at least 19 million people, up by about 8% compared to 2016. Last year, 5.3 million of them traveled by motorcycles, while this year it is estimated that around 27.83% will go hunt by motor vehicles. The homecomers going by motorbikes become a serious attention from the government. To provide comfort to them, several steps had been carried out by the government of Indonesia. Minister of Transportation, Minister of Public Works and Housing, and the Police of Republic of Indonesia, Polri, have coordinated each other to establish transportation facilities and infrastructure in order to create a safe and comfortable homecoming for the community. Preparedness in the field of transportation facilities and infrastructure is one of the aspects emphasized by President Joko Widodo at the plenary cabinet meeting to pass Lebaran in Bogor, West Java in late May. The government also launches a pre-homecoming program in a bid to reduce the number of motorbike riders. More attention is paid to those who use a motorcycle, especially when referring to the number of motor vehicles accidents. Based on the traffic police data during 2016 Lebaran period, 70% of the total 2,900 accidents was experienced by motorcycles. Going mudik by riding a motorcycle is not a safe way. Moreover, the journey takes time for a few hours. Going by motorbikes is not recommended to return to hometowns because it is not designed for long-distance travel. Not only in terms of vehicles, but also the physical aspect of the riders. Unfortunately, some motorcyclists do not seem to care about these dangerous conditions. The moment to meet directly and to ask apology with parents and relatives, which only takes place once a year, becomes a reason for the homecomers to keep riding motorcycles. Another reason is that going by motorbikes is much cheaper than they have to go by other modes of transportation such as bus or plane. The desire to meet with parents and relatives is sometimes greater than all the risks they must be taken. Of course, it would be better for the motorbike riders to meet their parents or relatives by paying serious attention to the security of traveling, so they can enjoy more comfortable Lebaran in their hometowns. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is Today in History, our Air Revolt Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on June 20, 1912, when vitamins was discovered. Kazimierz Funk was a Polish biochemist, generally credited with being among the first to formulate in 1912 the concept of vitamins, which he called vital amines or vitamins. On June 20, 1912, Kazimierz Funk succeeded to find a substance that are very useful in food, and he called it vitamin. The scientists like Kazimierz Funk and Szent Györgyi tried to isolate and separate vitamin from food, but they found that vitamin which is separated is effectiveness not as effective as vitamin is mixed in food naturally. The next event was in 1966 when Emilio Giuseppe Farina died. Emilio Giuseppe Farina was an Italian racing driver and was the first official world champion, gaining the title in 1950. On his way to the 1966 French Grand Prix, Farina lost control of his Lotus Cortina in the Savoy Alps near Agibele, hit a telegraph pole, and was killed instantly. The last event was in 1991, where German parliamentary decided to move its capital city from Bonn to Berlin. Since World War I until World War II, Berlin was the important city for Germany. After World War II ended and continued with ideology conflict, which is usually called Cold War, Germany was divided into two states. Due to Berlin is in the east of Germany, which was mastered by communists, so Berlin becomes the capital city of East Germany. Meanwhile, Allies controlled the West, which was finally called West Germany, with Bonn as the capital city. On June 20, 1991, German parliament removed its capital city from Bonn to Berlin. Listener, that was Today in History of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is the security of 2017 Idul Fitri. The government of Indonesia increases security ahead of Idul Fitri, 4088 Hijriah, which falls on 25th or 26th of June 2017. The Indonesian National Police, Polri, becomes the leading sector in securing the Idul Fitri Day of Muslims. As quoted by Antara News Agency President Joko Widodo during breaking the pass with the soldiers of Indonesian Armed Forces, TNI, and civil servants of TNI Cilangkap in East Jakarta on Monday, asked the TNI to help the police carry out the task of maintaining security and public order ahead of Idul Fitri. President Joko Widodo also stated that as a servant of state and soldier, all of them have great responsibility to the nation and state. Meanwhile, related to the security of the Idul Fitri, Police Chief General Tito Karnavian held the final consultation assembly ahead of the implementation of Operation Ramadia 2017 all over Indonesia in the National Monument area in Jakarta on Monday. He affirmed that this is an assembly operational personnel deployment of Ramadia, which is centralized operation 2017. This humanitarian operation is meant to safeguard Idul Fitri as well as to anticipate this month of Ramadan. The assembly is a formal consultation, although a number of preliminary operations had been carried out. In his speech, General Tito emphasized three things as the request of President Joko Widodo. the three aspects become main focus on the implementation of Operation Ramadhyaya 2017. The first point is the food price stability. He wants to avoid any food prices, and the police are asked to help the related ministries and institutions to maintain price stability. The second point is that President Joko Widodo asks both Polri and TNI to guarantee the security and comfort of the community during Ramadan and Idul Fitri. The police are asked to secure the community from conventional crimes, pickpocketing, robber, mugging, and the threat of terrorism. And third point is the anticipation of hookcoming and bad flow to avoid the accumulation of hookcomers at the exit of East Brebes toll road. General Tito also explained that his side has done some steps to follow the request of President Joko Widodo. Listener, that was Focus Today. Thanks for listening.
Here is our news in brief. Based on Lipi's research in 2016, the Qatari conflict came as its government did not create a new policy to normalize Qatar's relationship with the Gulf countries. In dealing with Qatar conflict and diplomatic crisis in the Middle East, Indonesia has to take unrisky and strategic steps and not to worsen political tension in the Middle East. Head of Social Cultural Information Function at the Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Tri Gustono Suprianto, asked Indonesian migrant workers to work hard and seriously in order their decision to become migrant workers could be useful for their family and Indonesian nation. The Indonesian government has scrapped the plan to adopt full-day school. The announcement was made by the Indonesian Ulama's Council, MUI Chairman Ma'ruf Amin, at the presidential office. The National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian said Counterterrorism Unit Special Detachment Densus 88 has arrested 31 individuals since Kampung Melayu bombing on May 24th. The Indonesian government is ready to serve some 19 million people across the country who will be traveling this week to their hometowns to celebrate the post-fasting Eid al-Fitri or Lebaran festivities. And the last item, the Indonesian government will strengthen program of character education reinforcement PPK as the implementation of a 5-day school policy into presidential regulation Perpres. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August 1st, 2017.
See you in Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to see the beauty of North Sulawesi province, so stay tuned. Listener traveling to North Sulawesi, most tourists will definitely visit Bunaken Marine Park because its beauty has been known worldwide. In fact, North Sulawesi has 20 other beautiful islands. One of them is Sara Island. Sara Island is located in Talawat Islands Regency, which is included in the cluster of outer islands in Indonesia, exactly between the islands of Salibabu and Karangkelang. The location is directly adjacent to the Pacific Ocean. Sara Island is an uninhabited island that was recently inaugurated as one of the tourism areas of Paradiso, North Sulawesi. Reach Sara Island, you can use air and sea lanes. From Manado, the capital of North Sulawesi province, you can use the plane to Melangwane Airport, Talawat Islands. From airport to Melangwane Seaport, you can ride a motor pedicab for 10,000 to 20,000 rupiah. The journey takes about 10 minutes. From Melangwane Port, you can use the speedboat to Sara Island with 300,000 to 400,000 rupiah round trip. Travel time is about 30 minutes. Going to the island, it is recommended you with tour guide to facilitate your tourism activity in this object. Listener, Sara Island has an area of about 2.03 square kilometer and surrounded by the stretch of very fine white sand. The island also has a virgin forest. Lots of large and small trees are still growing on the island. Its panoramic of clear water makes coral reefs and fishes look very clear. The coral reef of Sara Island is very beautiful and diverse. To see its beauty, you can snorkel and diving in the waters of the island. Here, there are available some beautiful diving spots. Listener, for those who cannot diving, you just can sit back on the Sara Island beach. You can see the sea off from the beach. You also can see the gradient of three colors of beautiful seawater clearly. You also can swim feel the freshness of salt seawater. To spend the night on this island, you need not worry. There are some cottages are available for the visitors. For those who want to swim, the island is also available clean water facility to wash your body after swimming. Listener, that was Indonesian Water for today with the topic Sara Island. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a special program which introducing vocabulary and also idioms in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language. Today's topic is meninggalkan hotel, or in English, leaving the hotel. First, I'll introduce some vocabulary and also idiom related to the topic today. I will say the words twice and you can follow after me. Meninggalkan hotel. Meninggalkan hotel. In English, leaving the hotel. Maaf. Maaf. Sorry. Kamar. Kamar. Room. Diperpanjang. Diperpanjang. Prolong. Or extended. Bantu, bantu, to help. Tolong, tolong, to help. Siapkan, siapkan, to prepare. Tagihan, tagihan, the bill. Perlu, perlu, necessary. Portir, portir, porter. Taksi, taksi, taksi. Memanggilkan, memanggilkan, to call or to page. Tujuan, tujuan, destination. Bandara, bandara, airport. Datang, datang, to come. Next is a sample conversation on meninggalkan hotel or leaving the hotel. As usual, I'll say the sentence one by one, twice, slowly, and then you can follow after me. The conversation is between a receptionist and David in hotel. Maaf, Pak. Apakah kamar Bapak akan diperpanjang? Maaf, Pak. Apakah kamar Bapak akan diperpanjang? Excuse me, sir. Is your room will be extended? Tidak. Hari ini saya akan meninggalkan hotel. Tidak. Hari ini saya akan meninggalkan hotel. No. Today I'm leaving the hotel. Ada yang bisa dibantu, Pak? Ada yang bisa dibantu, Pak? Can I help you? Tolong siapkan tagihan saya. Tolong siapkan tagihan saya. Please prepare my bill. Selain itu, saya perlu portir. Selain itu, saya perlu portir. In addition, I need a porter. Baiklah, ada lagi yang bisa dibantu, Pak? Baiklah, ada lagi yang bisa dibantu, Pak? Alright, anything else, sir? Oh ya, saya perlu taksi. Oh ya, saya perlu taksi. Oh yes, I need a taxi. Apakah bisa memanggilkan taksi untuk saya? Apakah bisa memanggilkan taksi untuk saya? Can you call me a taxi? Tujuan Bapak kemana? Tujuan Bapak kemana? Where are you heading? Saya perlu taksi ke bandara. Saya perlu taksi ke bandara. I need a taxi to the airport. Baiklah, taksi segera datang. Baiklah, taksi segera datang. Okay, the taxi is coming. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Thank you. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. We'll meet again tomorrow with another topic. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me in the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we present you two dangdut religious songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the first dangdut song entitled Munafik by Ikke Nurjana. Enjoy the song.
Bila
listener, the lyrics of the song Munafik describes a character of hypocrites who cannot be accounted for both their words and deeds. If we listened the whole song, it tells the consequences how the end of life of a hypocritical person. The song is strong with a moral message, was dedicated by Ikke Nurjanah. Ikke is not the first singer to popularize this song, since Ida Laila has already popularized it previously. But Ike's version has more fresh arrangement. This song is also one of 12 songs on Ike's album entitled Lebaran Bersama Ikke Nurjanah, which was released in 2002. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song entitled Keagungan Tuhan by Ikke Nurjanah. Happy listening.
Terima kasih.
The song entitled Keagungan Tuhan is also taken on the same album, Lebaran Bersama Ikke Nurjanah. This song tells the story about how a man should comfort and turn to God Almighty because the world is temporary. Keagungan Tuhan was composed by Al-Malik Bizi or the late Abdul Malik Buzait. Malik, who was a composer of Sinar Kemala Mellow Orchestra Music, Surabaya. This song was written in 1964 in Surabaya and released by Lokananta Record in 1966. Just like the previous song, the song Keagungan Tuhan was firstly sung by Ida Laila. Ikke Nurjanah then arranged the music with more modern style. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Tuhan and Siksa Kubur. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Tuhan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.